standard to any county. So it's like 5 foot off that line normally, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
There's a lot of them out there that are zero.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a survey to know exactly where that property line is?
Yeah, they had stakes there, and so I put a string line up, and she came up with us. I got the building permit.
Cody, have you done the research to see where the other ones we've given a zero setback are in relation to this? Are there other ones in that same neighborhood or area?
We have in this neighborhood, but I don't have them off the top of my head. But we did one just recently, a few months ago.
Yeah, it's down there is a little unique.
It's very common.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
There's a lot of houses where the house wall is on zero.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not uncommon. Okay. Any questions for the applicant? Any questions for us?
Nope.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else here that'd like to speak on behalf or against this project? Or this variance, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll close it for discussion. So, normally down there, the first thing would be is if the neighbors were here to oppose it.
I agree.
There's Big Bear's a unique situation, so.
Yeah, they're unique lots. It creates an undue hardship on him. You wouldn't be able to utilize that space. I don't know how you'd build a deck at all if we had to set it back, or it'd be a small deck, yeah.
You would build it 5 foot.
To the front.
Yeah, that's true.
You would build it 5 foot less than it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not that it can't be done. It would just be done, and it would be 5 foot less than it is. And it could be actually done in a different configuration so that it follows the property line. It could be made, that part of it could be made at an angle, and it could have a covered deck up to that point where it receives the 5 foot setback.
It doesn't appear that it's going to have a covered deck.
Well, I thought you said it was covered.
Well,
just part of it is, part of it's not.
Part of it's because of the pavilion.
Because of the canopy of the over there.
I don't remember. I know we've done a lot of variances in Big Bear. I just don't know that we've ever done a zero. I don't remember ever doing.
I don't know that we've ever done that, but that has been down there forever, and there's a lot of them that are zero. And like you said, there's some stick-built structures that are built on the property line.
Yeah.
Right on the other side of the property line, there's like 5 foot of space, and then there's a little wall there. So. The people that own that, they're not
going to
do anything with that property. I'm surprised they haven't sold that little strip of property.
Cody, can you zoom in on that? I want to see that layout a little better.
A vertical.
Can you do a... Or can you pull it up on GIS?
Yeah.
That's the challenge, is what does it look like? Is it going to cause a problem later for the...
That lot line at an angle, and his deck's going to be a rectangle.
So it's just really that corner.
Just one corner is what you're talking about being zero.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it's going to be probably in excess of the required setback.
And it looks like the level of the land is higher at that rock wall, so it may not affect it either way. That's what I wanted to see, too, is the elevation of that.
Yeah, it's higher.
There we go.
I don't suppose there's any perfectly square or rectangle lots in Big Bear.
I can't get any closer than that. Maybe I can get a...
Okay, so just to clarify with the applicant real quick, that rock wall that runs down the northern side, you're saying the elevation of the neighboring property is...
It's higher.
Is higher.
Yeah, it's about 4 foot, maybe 5 foot.
That's a 4 foot rock wall?
Yeah, it's pretty tall. I'd say 4 foot.
Cody, do you remember that being a 4 foot wall?
Let's go back and look at it a little bit. What wall are we talking about? This one right here,
there,
the one on the back side of that?
That side, right there, where there's a water spigot. That's where the deck's going, right?
It might be 4 foot at the very back. It's not even close up here.
Yeah, no, that's under property. The that I'm building that on the other side of that. You see that wall right here? Not right there.
That back. Yeah, there's another wall in there. It's kind of
hard to see.
Yeah, it's right at the edge of that picture. That's where the wall is.
Where would they park their RV, those people that own that lot?
It's a huge lot.
Yeah, it's a huge lot. And then they got another empty spot where they just put an RV at, and then they got a house right above that. So they would have plenty of room for an RV if they wanted to put another one. They could put three RVs on the RV right there.
Well, the
I can see
undue hardship.
There's two lots there. Both sides of his property is owned by the same person. So if a person had that one to the east of it and one to the north of it is the same owner.
I see.
Yeah. And then I own the one that's in the middle of it.
Over here.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to build a deck and then not be able to use their.
Well, and I don't.
Which would be their south side of their lot.
And that's where I think the saving grace in this one is. I think that rock wall is a saving grace in this situation, is because it won't affect them or me or anybody around them, I don't think, because that rock wall prevents anything
being set there.
Yeah.
The one thing I might mention to the board is that if we
it is. Sorry.
This wall here?
If we do allow 4-0 setback, are we setting a precedent?
That was my concern. I had it, but again, I think there's enough case by case that we've had over the years with Big Bear. It's kind of like Emerald Point.
It'll be on this side of this tree too, so yeah, it'll be like 5 or 6 foot before the rock wall, even nothing being on it.
Because it's in that corner, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you spoken with that neighbor? Is he aware you're building there?
I haven't spoken to him, but the homeowner said that they talked to him about maybe buying that little piece and then right to the rock wall, and he said he's giving it to his son, so they didn't talk to his son or nothing. That's what I bet you their son would do that.
About how far is it from the property line to the rock wall? I don't know if I heard that.
I'd say probably 5 foot.
Oh, so the rock wall is not on the property line?
No, the
property
line
is north of the property line. I missed that, apparently.
It goes from over here, and then it comes at a little angle, and it goes right beside that tree, pretty much.
They abide by the setback.
So is that tree on their property?
Because it's a vertical member.
I think so.
They put the rock
wall
at the setback. Because it's a
if the property lines were correct.
So that makes a lot more sense of why it really wouldn't affect them. Okay.
Thank you. There's not enough room between the rock wall and the property line to park anything, so there's not everything
that's
ever going to be there.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, thanks for answering that for us.
That makes sense to me now.
Yeah, me too. You guys have any more comments or questions? All right, anybody have a motion they'd like to make on this?
I'll make a motion to accept it as written. That's not the right one. Sorry. It would be 2024-011B as the request is made.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. One opposition?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to move on to 2024-012V, Rhonda Mahoning.
Okay, case number 2024-012V, lot size variance. Rhonda Mahoney is seeking a lot size variance from the provisions of Article 9 Subdivision Design Criteria, Section 3 Lots, Table 1 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. As per Article 9, Section 3 Lots, Table 1, a subdivision of a parcel using an on-site septic must be 2 acres or greater in size. The applicant is requesting a variance for the ability to split the approximately 0.65 acres parcels they currently own and an estimated 0.54 acres that they hope to own from Liberty Energy in the future, with indications it will be deeded to the Mahonies in early of 2025. So your total area will now be 1.2 acres, and they hope to divide that into two pieces, 1.57 acres and 1.55 acres. It's a little bit complicated. It's best we go to some aerials on this one. I think you guys know where this is at. It's all down T Highway at the very end. I think it's the Long Beach area. Diving a little closer, here is the pretty close representation of the existing lot. The existing home, and they came through and got a building permit and a few other things to build another home. Existing home, you can see the scarified ground over here where they started working on the new home. There it is. In the flood fringe, so they had to meet the flood requirements. Another shot of just some of the area and how it looks. And then Scott snagged us a couple cool videos from Google Earth to give us an idea of what it looks like now. Here's the new structure. Here's the existing. Kind of see they're asking for some land here, some land in here. We'll keep getting to that. It's kind of confusing. This is the house. It didn't show up well in this presentation. This is the new home. The existing home is right in here. They're asking for this piece here from Liberty and this piece here from Liberty. So you got a polygon and a triangle. They're both trying to capture to kind of get this right and be able to split it. It will still be smaller than our dimensional standards for a lot. Okay, so if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves variance request 2024-0012V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a variance from 2-acre minimum lot size requirement when using on-site septic system, approval of a subdivision of the parcel, and a 0.65-acre parcel per the assessor's information, and the additional Liberty Energy property proposed to be deeded to the applicant into two lots. Lots will be subdivided by recording a minor subdivision plat, and they need to comply with all the Taney County zoning regulations and subdivision regulations. A lot to wrap your head around. Applicants, you want to come up and talk about a little bit?
I am Rhonda Mahoney.
I'm Mike Mahoney. I think I heard you say, didn't we talk about this a few months ago? Yeah, that was
we
us.
We did.
Well, it got denied at that point, but since then, a lot of stuff has happened. We built this home. This is our forever home that we built on this property because we love the property so much. We had no idea it would be a problem splitting the property, or we wouldn't have even done it in the first place. But so now we're in the position where the bank, they shouldn't have even agreed to build this property or to build this house, because there was an existing house on it, and somehow it got approved through the bank. And since then, the two people that approved it have been fired. But a Generations Bank in Kimberling City.
The manager and the lender.
And the lender, yeah. So it shouldn't have been approved in the first place because of that, because there was already an existing home on it. It didn't have its own property to build the new house. But it got approved, and then all the permits through Taney County that were required all got approved. We just wanted to build a home, but somehow all this stuff got approved, and now they're telling us since
the house is there.
Yeah, since there's already an existing house, they can't mortgage our home now. So we're stuck right now paying just
interest only.
Interest only. So we're paying a couple thousand dollars a month in interest.